There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
A lot going on at Bet Rivers. You got the Squares Challenge. Went up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing Bet Rivers Squares. And the house specials again for the Super Bowl. Kicker or punter to make a tackle, 20-1. Punt downed inside the 5 plus 265. The Andy Read 'em and Weep promo. Any ruling overturned by a challenge plus 130. Always a great job. Full terms and conditions available. Bet Rivers Squares and BetRivers.com.
Jay Glazer reported this earlier today. Andy Reid did not rule out retiring after the Super Bowl. Quote,
yeah.
I'll have a decision I need to make. End of quote.
He wins, he retires with a win?
I think it would probably make a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Chernoff joins the program now. He was with us throughout the entire football season, again this season. He's awesome breaking down betting on the NFL. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff. How you doing, pal?
Doing great. Great morning so far. It's going to be a fun day. I think for better or worse, with this many wagers out there, it'll be a fun Sunday one way or the other.
Okay, so it feels like, and we just talked about this with Ben Fowkes, Circa moved to Pick'em. They need Eagles money. Westgate went to Pick'em yesterday, bounced right back, took a little bit, but you know, came back to one. It feels to me, you think this is a fair statement, it feels to me like the Chiefs will not go off the favorite, right? Because when they move it to Pick'em, it kind of bounces right back to Eagles minus one.
I would think that that's fair. I think the spread and money line, as in every Super Bowl, have to be treated and looked at a little bit differently, because you're always going to get people, especially as we've seen all week, this has been less than three and pick them the entire week. If they like Kansas City, they're betting the money line. If they like the Eagles, they're betting the point spread. And so with that comes a price tag. So I'm not sure how everyone's managing the liability on this with so much added prop handle, but I think that's probably fair to say for sure.
Do you have a strong opinion on the side? We'll get into the total coming up in a second, but do you have a strong opinion either way?
Nothing super strong on the side. I would be Kansas City or nothing. I wouldn't be looking to bet Philadelphia at any of the prices that have been there all week, but nothing super strong on the side. Everything that I have is total based. And then a lot of props kicking around on both teams for sure.
Well, I know you got into this too, and I liked your answer. Much has been made about the Philly schedule and the quarterbacks they faced, which the comeback is, when it's not Minshew, they're 16-1, and look at their point differential.
Yeah, big time. So strength of schedule has been the talk all week. But like you said, like we can say one thing about strength of schedule. There's two sides to it. Yes, the schedule has been weak. They've played nobody. And they've got away with a lot of backups, a lot of third string guys. Like it's been as easy as it gets for the Eagles all season long, historically easy. But when you're beating teams by 3, 4, 5 touchdowns every single week, like you can't control who you play. That's determined for you. But you can control how you play in those games. And the Eagles have been walking all over these weak opponents all season long. So it's certainly a step up in class, obviously, against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. But in all these spots where it's been pretty easy for the Eagles, they've well outperformed expectations. So there's two sides to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So take us through what you decided to do. Was it earlier this week with the total, where it was when you bet it? And right now we did see an uptick earlier today. Again, 4 or 5 different books here in this city went to 51.5 with the total.
So played over 50.5, would play over 51. You can still find that everywhere. Look, it's the Super Bowl. It's Sunday. We're 4 hours away from kickoff. Sharpest lines that you're ever going to see. So, yes, played the over. Still like it. Mitch, I'm going to put you on the spot. In sports betting and football specifically, there's something called a negative game state, which refers to a team trailing by 7 points or more. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm going to ask, when was the last time beyond the first quarter that the Eagles – we're in a negative game state. Do you have a guess on that?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go back and say sometime. Was it last year against the Buccaneers in the playoffs?
Well, it wasn't that far, but it was week 11 of this season.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It feels like that long. But look, we have to go back 9 games to find the spot where the Eagles have been trailing by a touchdown or more beyond the first quarter. And I say the first quarter because there's been situations where they've kicked off to start a game and the team has gone down and scored. And so when we're looking at this Eagles offense, it's been dominant, but it has been so comfortable for them the entire season. And this references in regards to the play calling. And what I mean by this when I'm talking about the over is the Eagles offense, it hasn't been pushed in more than 2.5 months. Like there really hasn't been a lot of stress on this offense to push, pick up a little bit of tempo. And we know when teams are trailing, that's when you see pass rates tick up and you see teams be a little bit more aggressive. So that's one side of it. Now the Chiefs aren't nearly as that extreme, but despite what might be looked at as a little bit of a tough path to get to the Super Bowl, it's been 5 games in total for the Chiefs since they've been in a negative game state past the first quarter. And we know with this Kansas City team, when they're trailing, when their offense is pushed, you have Patrick Mahomes, it's as good as it gets. And so I'm looking at this number, despite how easy or comfortable, rather, from a play calling perspective, it has been for both of these teams the last 2 months. We're still seeing them play games that get into the mid to high 40s week after week after week. And now this is a game, there's no more cold weather like both of these two teams have played in. It's an indoor game on a fast track, and it's very likely in this standalone game with 2 weeks to prepare, it's as big as it gets, we're going to see these teams pushed really for the first time in honestly 2 months from a play-calling perspective. And so all that said, we're looking at 51. We haven't been that far off in these games where they've been comfortable. Now with them pushed, I think we're seeing a lot of points and a lot of scoring in this game.
All right. Excellent analysis. Mm-hmm. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, joined us throughout the entire year, again this season, and did a bang-up job betting the NFL. So then how does that correlate to props that you like if you're expecting points in this game? Who do you expect for the individual players to go off?
I'm going to just kind of rapid fire props here. Okay. As we go in terms of how bets that I would have correlated to that over handicap. So we'll go game over 51 for the sake of the segment, but we'll go first downs over 41.5. That's both teams combined. I have bet this at 39.5, 40.5, 41.5, where there's 42.5 plus money. I've bet the over on that as well. First downs for both teams over 41.5, very much correlated to that over. I think there's also the aggression factor from Philadelphia that's going to benefit this as well. You may see spots where they're running it or trying to pass for the third down, fourth down. We've seen Sirianni very aggressive. We'll get the same thing from Andy Reid. Really like first downs over 41.5. And then you guys want to get into just a bevy of player mm-hmm. props here. I'll kind of fire them off.
Sure, let's do it.
So Miles Sanders over 61.5 yards rushing for Philadelphia. There's some alternates, 100+, that you can find around 4-1. I think too much is being made of the Gainwell situation. Remember, we just talked about how easy it's been for the Eagles, how comfortable it's been for them in the second half of games. They haven't had to use Sanders. He's the number one back. He's better than the other guys. But when you're up 3, 4, 5 touchdowns week after week, you don't need to give Sanders a lot of carries, especially in the playoff games. So, like, I get that Gainwell and Scott have had carries the last 2 weeks and got a lot of usage, but they've been up in 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. They haven't had to use Sanders. And so this is a spot, good running matchup for the Eagles against the Chiefs defense. Sanders is going to be used a ton. And so 61.5, too short of a number. And again, I think those alternates are in play. There's also a rush receiving yards combo for most in the game by any player. You can get Sanders at 5-1. I think that's very good. On the other side, if Sanders and the Eagles are running a lot, which I think they do, Nick Bolton over 10.5 tackles, even money for the Chiefs. He's going to be in the middle of the field. That's where everything's going to be going at him. He's going to be the guy getting a lot of tackles for the Chiefs. So that Bolton over 10.5 tackles, that's really, really good. Tony rush and receiving yards combo. The Eagles defense with Jonathan Gannon, it plays soft, it plays off. We'll likely see a curveball from him, something a little different, but I still think it's going to be forcing Kansas City into a lot of short passes, a lot of horizontal routes, potential for end-arounds, for sort of gadget plays as well. So Tony, rushing receiving yards, over 33.5. And it's going to be a big Mahomes game as well, over 292.5 passing. You get the benefit from where they start off well. They're going to keep throwing. If they're playing from behind, we haven't seen it in a long time. He's healthy. We're going to get a lot of yardage out of him as well. So over 292 for passing yard. And we can get to some game props here overall if you want to touch on those too.
Would you also, as a follow-up to the Mahomes prop, would you look at alternate numbers with him as well?
The alternates are priced pretty well. I saw there was 300, 325, and 350. I think they're pretty fairly priced. I'm pretty heavy here at 292.5.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you do for some of the game props? Attention.
Some price is still out there. Game tied after 0-0. No is +110. That should be a slight favorite. +110 is a little bit long, so you can take that one. Longest punt for Kansas City. This is a really good one off of the injury news. So they had Brett Kern the last 4 or 5 weeks as the punter. His average was right around 42.5 yards. He's the backup because Sipos was the punter who got hurt. He was the main guy. They activated him off IR. So you have a semi-injured punter coming back for the Eagles and a very aggressive team that goes for it a lot of third and fourth downs. On the other side, you have Tommy Townsend, one of the best punters in the NFL. He's now going from punting outdoors all season to punting indoors. Don't think we see a lot of punts, but I think Townsend here, Kansas City longest punt, -175, really good off the injury news. And then also last offensive play of the game, it's a kneel down. Play that one up to -200. A lot of props thrown there, but check them out. Obviously going to be a lot of price differences even now, a couple hours before kickoff, but there's a lot going on for this one for sure.
That is excellent, my man. You're the best. Love talking to you throughout the entire season. Enjoy the game today. Best of luck, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate the time for another season. You guys are the best, and I love the success that you're having, Radio Row and beyond, and the show's growing. So thank you for letting me be a part of it all season again.
Now back at you.
Thank you.
It is a joy to talk to you every single week. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. As we continue here with Super Bowl coverage approaching 4 hours from kickoff here on VSiN. Follow the money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
Eagles Chiefs coming up. It is finally the day of the big game. And if you're looking for a betting edge in the final hours ahead of kickoff, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. Not just today, but every day. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap of top plays made from VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for all the big games this season. And our experts break down brackets, best bets, and big game props. Don't miss out. Again, this is a limited time offer, just $9.99 at VSIN.com/subscribe as we get set for Super Bowl 57 kicking off in Glendale, Arizona. The Eagles largely a 1.5-point favorite, although we have seen a lot of Chiefs money coming in today, most notably over at Circa, where Follow the Money is broadcasting live from today, down to Pick'em. A lot of over money coming in as well in the early morning and afternoon. There are a number of different storylines coming into this game, including the health of both quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. We've got the number one passing offense in the NFL taking on the number one passing D. Is this a game that's going to be decided up front? Well, head coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid, spoke to media this week about what he thinks decides Super Bowls.
When you get in the playoffs, that combination right there, the O-lines versus the D-lines on both teams, ends up being kind of the thing that wins or loses games. So, and it's magnified every level that you go up, every step of that you move up in the playoffs. And so the Super Bowl, it'll be magnified at the most between those two. And normally who wins that battle ends up winning the game.
Mitch and Pauly, over under on how many times we've heard this is a game that'll be won in the trenches this week. It's got to be a high one.
24 and a half?
Yeah. Yeah. Over.
You want to go over that?
Over. Limit.
Yeah. Yes.
Limit play?
Yeah, limit play. Like
all right.
That. Yep. Very good.
Well, it kind of will be, right?
Andy, always out of breath.
What's the most common narrative we've heard? That or the Chiefs have Mahomes?
Yeah. Right. Can't bet against this guy in a big game.
The first number I could find on the most first downs, by the way, from Adam Chernoff, I found 42.5 minus 120.
Okay.
So he made the case for 30. He was 38.5, 39, 40, whatever, but 42 was higher than he actually said on the air.
I thought the final hour of the show Friday was awesome, and the guests just go bam, bam, bam right in a row. Uncle Sal, Joe Fortenbaugh, and then Sorin Petro.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard from all the guys who were familiar and cover the teams. This is Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN, and from Philly on the show Friday, but his thoughts on the key for the Eagles today.
If Jalen Hurts can access the middle of the field, then Philly's going to be able to score. They're going to be able to run their offense. You're going to have your big numbers probably from A.J. Brown as well, right? That was the big change between 2 years ago and this season. Hurts couldn't throw the ball over the middle of the field. So credit the Eagles. They go out in free agency, or I should say a trade on draft day, and they bring in A.J. Brown and they give him a $100 million contract because he's one of the best receivers in the business at going over the middle. And now suddenly the offense hits another stride. But if you look at Hurts post-injury, the numbers have fallen off. And if you look at the game against San Francisco 2 weeks ago, he was just chucking that ball down the sideline in the second half. He was not going over the middle of the field. I think the pressure had gotten to him in that game, and I think he understood the situation with the injuries on the other side, that he didn't want to take a lot of shots or take a lot of risks. He was not good in that game. That's a story that got buried. Everybody was so focused on everything else, no one talked about how lousy he was throwing the ball. So if Kansas City takes away the middle of the field, watch out.
To his point, if it is open, though, another player, and he brought up A.J. Brown at the very beginning,
yeah,
the player also that would really be open to me would be Dallas Goedert. And the Chiefs are not good at guarding the tight end and defending that.
Right. Now, that's everything. That's receptions, anytime, touchdown, yards, everything. And I could see Goddard having a big game.
Did you see the movement, by the way, on Goddard's numbers?
The catches went up, yeah.
So Tuesday, when professional sports bettor Frank B. was with us, he mentioned Goddard, and he bet him like over 4.5. Minus 114. Well, at some books, they move Goddard to 5.5. So I'm looking at DraftKings right now. They're offering 4.5 minus 125 to the over on Goddard. I think that's still a pretty decent price for him. I can see him absolutely getting five, six catches in this game.
Well, yeah, with A.J. Brown, 72.5.
I would lean under on him.
Yeah.
He's more of an unknown.
I like Brown. If someone's going to go off out of those two wide receivers, I take Brown over Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I'm not high on Brown or Smith in this game. So if it's going to be one, I'm with you. I think it would be Brown, but I'm not really high on either one of them.
How about your guy Watkins? Could he catch a deep one?
Well, what's the game plan here?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't pretty when they went deep against the Niners.
And you've seen the issues since he got hurt. Well, Hurts has struggled to throw at 15 yards plus. Okay, Surin Petro, Kansas City, 810 radio. He broke down how KC's defense matches up with the Eagles' offense.
Steve Spagnuolo likes to bring the blitz, and this is a good offensive line, and you know they're going to want to. They don't have like an obvious weakness. Like the Bengals' right tackle was a problem, and you knew you were going to see Chris Jones out there a lot. Unless Lane Johnson's really compromised with the abductor injury, where do they put Chris Jones? And if they're not getting a rush, do they get too blitz happy? I mean, I think that's maybe the Achilles heel for Steve Spagnuolo, that if you're not getting there, the answer is always to send more people, as opposed to maybe say, okay, let's drop eight. And let's just give up field goals because we'll trade threes for sevens over the course of the day. Our offense is good enough to get us there. And so my fear would be that they have some problems getting to the quarterback early on and they start sending too many guys. That kind of happened against Buffalo when they lost to the Bills early in the year. They weren't getting there. They started getting worn down, and his answer was to just keep throwing more and more at it. And the Bills were able to finally get out to a lead and then eventually hold on.
Good. WHB, by the way, Sports Radio 810.
Yeah, and also, in that segment that we did with Seren, he brought up a good point. He likes the Chiefs. So he said, I'm going to be betting alternate numbers as well. Because there's a scenario here where this team can win by 7, 10, whatever, where he's going to play 6.5 on the Chiefs and also like minus 9.5.
He mentioned the schedule and the quarterbacks Philly has faced. Kind of like what Ayuk said. They haven't seen anyone like this
right.
kid.
Right.
I would you blitz them if you're Spags? Would you send people? Would you lay back? What would you do?
I think we're going to see some blitzing today from him.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think we're absolutely. Yeah.
You look at the numbers, how we struggled against the blitz.
Yeah, I will. I think that's got to be part of the game plan here. And he changes it up a little bit anyway, so yeah. I think different times of the game, sure, that would make some sense. Mm-hmm. It was a good point by Adam Chernoff in the previous segment, by the way, about Miles Sanders. But that's also a
too much of the Gainwell.
It's a tendency the Eagles have where it'll be Sanders, and they get to the goal line or inside like the 10, and it's like, okay, now he's going to come out of the game, and it's going to be Scott, and it's going to be Gainwell. But I mean, to his point, they were blowing a lot of these teams out. So what? He only had 259 carries on the season.
Yeah.
So why would you run him 350 times if you're right. blowing teams out? There's no need for that.
And to save him. You could save him. This is why, okay.
Saving him for something like this.
Yeah.
And you have other good backs who need the reps as well. That ties it. Mike Pritchard said that he made an MVP bet early on in Miles Sanders. He thinks this can break down.
I took his advice. I did the 26-1 right here. Let's go.
Yeah. Matt Heumann said he likes over 140 rushing yards for the Eagles in this game, which that's still the number. You can still find that. We have about 4 hours left to go until kickoff. This game on paper is obviously it's really, really good, man. It's really good. I hope that we don't have a blowout.
Well, I'm not. That's one thing. I want to go back to what you said at the top of the show. Sheffers needs to stay out of the way. In light of what happened in the AFC title game, these guys cannot be a story. I shouldn't know your name. I don't want to know your name. It's like being a librarian. You didn't know she had a social life. You didn't want to know, right? I don't want to stay out of the way. Don't do any. Keep it in your pocket. I don't want to see laundry. Don't do this. Especially what happened, how bad it was. They blew 5 calls on 1 sequence with the do-over scenario in the AFC title game. You can't have this.
The second half of that game was just abysmal. Yeah, we can't have like a Saints-Rams no pass interference, right, to go to the Super Bowl. We can't have a call like that. You can't have total.
Well, that's one thing. I just don't want them getting screen time. Well, I don't want a flag fest at all. Let them play. Like,
I don't want a cheap roughing the passer.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's a hold on. There's a prop on that, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Do they have cheap in the title? Yeah. Will we have a controversial roughing the passer? I want the yes on that.
Yeah.
Is it still up?
Plus 240.
Plus 240 on the roughing the passer?
Yep. Penalty to negate a touchdown, plus 240.
Right.
Well, plus 160, my fault. Roughing the passer, plus 160.
Okay.
Taunting, 6-1. Ejection, 9. Penalty to negate a touchdown, plus 240. Excessive celebration, 9-1. Horse collar, 7. Offensive pass interference, plus 250.
I could see that, plus 250.
Touchdown overturned by replay, 2-1.
That's really good.
Nice job.
That's a fun and creative prop.
Mm.
Yeah, there was one of them that you rattled off that was really, really good, caught my attention, but now I totally blanked on it.
I threw a lot at you.
Yeah. Sheffers, he did. Again, when he was the crew of his team out there of officials throughout the year, his team led the entire league in flags that held up and penalty yards. And that was like back-to-back years where he was near the very top. Up next, Mike Palm from Circa. The money coming in on the Chiefs. We'll get into all of this coming up with him next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We are now 4 hours from kickoff. Eagles, Chiefs in Phoenix. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, joined now by the maestro himself, VP Circa Sports here in downtown Las Vegas. How's your day going so far?
Good morning or good afternoon to most folks, to Mitch, to Paul, to everybody watching out there from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to Lubbock, Texas, from Greenville, North Carolina, birthplace of Jason Kelce, to Westlake, Ohio, birthplace of Travis Kelce, from Jamestown, New York, home of Nick Sirianni, to Los Angeles, California, the home of Andy Reid, and not far from there, to all those folks watching from the place where your guy will have the most impact on the Super Bowl in 4 hours, Whittier, California, hometown, Carl Sheffers.
Don't say his name.
You're worried, I know. Oh, you are freaked
I'm worried about
out.
The field, and I'm worried about Sheffers. That field's been slick all year. Yeah. Butker hurt his ankle on the slick field week 1. Yeah. We watched Michigan and TCU flip and flop and slip and slide in a college semifinal just a month ago.
Oh, not bad, Maestro. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Well, when'd you get here?
7:30.
Okay. Yeah?
You'll be here until when?
I'll be here until, if any luck. Well, I don't have to do your show after now, so maybe get out of here by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Can you imagine next year? I'm already thinking about next year. Can you imagine what this is going to be like? Number one, you can bet on credit here in the sports book. Think about that. Number 2, what a cabana's going to go for. Everyone's going to be here.
How about what Radio Row will be in Las Vegas next year? Yeah. You know, how much that's going to blow up. I mean, I saw it for the first time. You guys were there for 3 days. By the way.
How about Radio Row at the Stadium Swim?
How about Radio Row at the Event Center and the parties at Stadium Swim? Legacy. Great job by Dustin. Booking this week. Those shows were fantastic.
He's a man.
And even today, I mean, it was a Hall of Fame lineup, and Ben Fox joined the show. So great job, Dustin.
Take us through the money that you're seeing on this game now. Again, you opened up Chiefs here 2.5 because it was Kansas City liability. And one of the reasons why you opened up the Chiefs minus 2.5. Then it goes the other way, and now you're sitting that pick right now.
This is, for me, a fantastic case study in bookmaking. So we'll use numbers that aren't true, but let's just say we were a $2 million loser to the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and $1 million winner to the Eagles, right? So we want to attract money. Now, where do you want to attract it? Do you want to attract it so you lose $500,000? Well, it wouldn't be $500,000 because people are either laying 120 most of the week with the Eagles or 110 with the point spread. So it's, you know, but do you want to take $1.2 million in action and vitiate it down to $800,000 and a pick? Do you want to make a loser each way? Do you want to hold on to some of your Eagles winner? These guys opened it up. Chris Bennett's our lead NFL guy and our director of risk. We opened it. Chiefs 2.5. A lot of people criticized that, said it was way off. Well, obviously we shaded it to get Eagles money, but he anticipated this game being Chiefs 1, right? And then it went in 5 minutes, 5 points to Eagles 2.5. It settled in at 1.5. We saw on Tuesday, South Point went to 2. Stations went to 2 on Thursday. We never got there. We went back to 1.5 yesterday. Westgate got to a pick yesterday. We just went to a pick with a six-figure bet on Kansas City. Remember, we still want to attract Eagles money. We vitiated a lot of it, but we're still lopsided. Not, let's say, $3 million, maybe half of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you envision you ever moving off a pick the other way?
If we still get Kansas City money at a pick, which I don't think. I would think at a pick you're going to get Philadelphia money back again. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I also didn't see it go into a pick. I didn't even think it'd go back to 1. I really thought this game was going to close to 2 because we saw no indications of Kansas City money for the first 11 days that this thing was open.
It stayed 1.5 pretty much across the board.
It was 1.5 and people betting the Eagles at 1.5, not Kansas City. So, I mean, there's a lot of storylines here. You can make cases for either side, I think. And so it should be an interesting game. I hope it's a competitive game.
Yeah. We're seeing 52s, too, about anything big on the total.
I worry, but I would like to play the under, but not, I don't know if that field's slick, that favors the offense. You know that. Look at the semifinal, 100 points with Michigan TCU. Just like snow, it favors the offense. The receiver knows where he's going. The DB is reacting. The slick field hurts the defense.
How it helped the Bengals' offensive line in the snow game against the Bills.
It did. Yeah. It absolutely did.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I dig in here? And I'm just doing this for the folks. I myself have no interest, but how have you approached with your big ticket on the Chiefs that you won in Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational?
Thank you very much. There's the ticket.
How have you, and I know you're not just sitting pat and be even or win 40,000.
No.
How did you play this?
Well, I had the Bills too with, cause I went partners with that guy.
With Scotty.
Yeah. Right. I had too much. I didn't have enough on the Bengals against the Bills because if it's Bills Chiefs, I don't have to hedge. I'm in the Super Bowl, and I had too much on the Bengals against Kansas City, but the Mahomes injury really hurt things because remember he got hurt in the Jacksonville game.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to take a little bit of Jacksonville.
You had to in-play him.
I got Chad Henne in the game, and I'm backed up at the 2-yard line, and then the rollover parlay went out the window because of where the line came out for the AFC title game. So that hurt a little bit too. So
it's not going
to be a $20,000 win.
I didn't anticipate the story being this long, but can we boil it down to this? Can you fill in the blanks? If the Chiefs win today, I win. I profit X. If the Eagles win today, I profit Y. What are those two numbers? If you could share with the millions watching, or if you know,
it's like I think it's
round numbers.
I'd have to
25, 10, 20.
20? No.
It's less than that now.
Because
you're a partner.
No. It's 19. You start at 19.
So is it 12, 5, and 7? No. Is it heavy one way, or did you kind of split it down the middle here in this game?
No, split it more. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And I'm going to do stuff in play, too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the in-play aspect of this as well. The thing is, with the in-play, the Eagles are like the best team in the entire league in the first half and the second quarter. So with that Chiefs ticket, I mean, there's a chance he's not going to get a better number in play with the Eagles until way late.
Yeah. Also, how would I feel if it's 14-0 Kansas City right off the bat? Feel like a bozo.
Well, you can
with that too. But
to me, if it was so, first of all,
it's a free roll too.
I like the Eagles. Let's just, but not. So, I mean, so I bet more on Arsenal under yesterday than I did on the Eagles. But I do like the Eagles in the game. If I had Paulie's ticket to win 38,000 or whatever it was, I'm probably, because I don't really want to go against the other side of the ticket I won from Derek and what I picked. But I'm probably pretty close down the middle to probably bet 15,000 to win 15,000 on the money line on the Eagles. So whatever, 18,000 at 120 to win 15,000 or whatever it was at the time I wanted to pull the trigger.
That's what you would do personally because you like the Eagles. Yeah,
personally. But I like the Eagles. If I like the Chiefs, it'd be less, right? I mean, but, okay. But I want to walk away with five figures out of a free roll. Out of a tournament he got no cards in for 4 days.
Correct.
And fell in his lap the Chiefs in the fifth pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Who thinks they were going to be there?
It also helps that I'm blind and I couldn't see across the table. Sure. I thought I had more chips, so I didn't double down.
Could've
I was playing defensive with three hands left.
Yeah. Could have been Mitch.
No, it wasn't. And you're here. Like and that. the Chiefs slid the number five.
And I did say if I was getting
at the time, though. At the time, we all said it. At the night of the draft. How did you get the Chiefs at five?
That's exactly right.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I was taking Philly.
How about the guy? How about the guy and my friend of mine and he owns horses? Got the Eagles at three, though.
The Eagles at three. And they pretty much had the one seed locked up.
Jason Tackett.
Right. That, what did we know at the time of the draft?
I told him, he said to me, what is your advice? I said, I would take the Eagles because I think in the worst case scenario, you're hosting the NFC title game against the 49ers and the game's a pick. And then you make your money right there. I can't see Dallas beating them. I can't see, you know, I didn't see them getting knocked off before the AFC, before the NFC championship game. And it turned out to be the Giants because they upset Minnesota.
Okay. Most popular props here. Mm-hmm. Like, what would ding you here today?
Well, so those are two different things.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The prop that's gotten the most play, but it's been two-sided, is will the opening kickoff be a touchback? This prop has written twice as many tickets than any other prop.
Whoa!
And slightly in favor of the yes with the no with the plus price that it'll be run back or whatever.
Okay.
Second most popular is, and this would hurt, over 5.5 sacks has been a very popular prop. Mm. And then the Mahomes rushing. People have just bet this off the board over. Westgate opened 10.5. Yep. I think we opened 13.5. It's over 20 now.
Is it right?
Yeah. Okay. It's moved tremendously.
And the squares. How about the squares?
Oh, there's TV commercials? People are buying the board. $10, $2. Guy just bet the whole board $400 every square. This and that. I mean, they're just put $40,000, $400 every. But, you know, a lot of bar owners and restaurateurs do that. Yeah. This is their way of running the board.
Sure.
Right?
Do you have any idea what the handle has been, the overall handle on the squares?
Yeah. It's over 100 between the three states right now, and we may double that in the 4 hours we got left.
You'll double that number.
I think we just hit 100 in Nevada.
Oh, excellent.
There was the Circuit Twitter account sent out a picture of one guy who came to the window yesterday.
The stack?
The stack is this big.
They were all $2, those.
He bet
every quarter.
he bet
all 400 outcomes for $2.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they're nice wedding gifts. Christmas gift. Remember you got to send the tickets? You got to distribute them pretty quickly.
Right. Sure.
Send a picture of the ticket. Draw them. Here's your ticket.
There it is.
Look at that thing.
Oh, my God.
For the radio audience, you have to go to the Circuit Twitter account and check this out. It's phenomenal. How long did that take? The ticket writer deserves
a
raise.
A few moments. It takes a few moments. What, 800 tickets.
What's the reaction of the ticket writer when the guy comes up? I want to bet every single square on the board.
I think they make sure before they start printing out all the tickets. Yeah. You got to enter every bet. You know, there's a number to the bet, so you got to enter it, print the ticket, enter it, print the ticket.
Oh, man.
B plus. I didn't think the answer would be that long.
Well, great. We'll get to our final Aesop thoughts fable. On the game next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. The day is finally here. Will Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs lift the Lombardi Trophy for the second time in 4 years? Or will Jalen Hurts, backed by that stout Eagles defense, get the job done to complete a historic season? At DraftKings Sportsbook, 66% of the bets and 64% of the handle, laying 1.5 with Philadelphia. More money coming in, though, today on Kansas City and the over as well in the last 24 to 48 hours. 61% of the handle taking over 51 points. Now, this is the first Super Bowl in the career of quarterback Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia. Here's his view on handling the nerves of such a big game.
I think this is, you know, this is a moment that, you definitely want to embrace everything with it, you know, because you work really hard. You work really hard for this opportunity. But I think it's important to stay neutral. And I know there's a whole group of men looking at me, expecting me to go out there and make things happen. And ultimately, everyone has to, you know, dominate their box and do their job. But I think just being in this role and having this position on this team, I think the leaders need to lead. And obviously, you want your big-time players to make big-time plays in a game like this. But again, I don't think that's anything out of the ordinary of anything that we've done all year.
Experience certainly on the side of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid over Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. But like I said, the money has been showing up Eagles. Now back to Circa and Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Let's add some stuff, huh?
Let's do it, Paulie.
Let's go. Gatorade color. Can't bet this in Nevada, but a lot has been made about yellow, lemon lime, same color, $1.50. Saw it as high as $4 about an hour ago. So school's out on this sucker. With the Gatorade color, longest touchdown under, I found 43.5 yards. I've seen as low as 38.5. Will there be a two-point attempt? Yes, plus 105. The Andy Isco special. Get one of these, you win. First pass incomplete, Mahomes, plus 185. Hurts first pass incomplete, yes, plus 175.
Yeah.
Missed PAT, plus 355. I think we could see one, hopefully, coming up today, and hope that also could tie into the two-point attempt. I'm with Matt Eumanns. First touchdown, non-passing, plus 145. Will the drive start inside the 5? No, minus 110 to win the time of possession battle. Philly, minus 145. I like under 5.5 sacks. The public's betting the over because of the juicy plus price return that they like. I go under 5.5 sacks. Under 1.5 interceptions, minus 170. Over 1.5 fourth down conversions, minus 160. Both teams to score every quarter. It's at Circa and Will Hill, 6-1. Also with Matt Eumanns, over 2.5 players to attempt a pass, plus 135. There you go.
Okay, so I've also added a couple during the show today. And I'm going to ask this. For anybody listening or watching the show right now, if you could email ftm@vsin.com or tweet us at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Pauly Howard. Do you have a book that's offering the last song performed by Rihanna?
Okay.
I will just say this because we're collecting information as the show goes on. I would like to make a wager on diamonds, please. I'll leave it at that.
Mm.
Okay. I also bet a two-team teaser. I know I'm going to get scolded by professional sports bettors. You can't bet totals in the NFL. Okay, it's fine. It's a Super Bowl. I can bet what I want. I teased the Chiefs plus 7.5 and over 45 in the game during the show. I did bet Adam Chernoff's first downs bet. Best number I could find was over 42. Still said that was fine. Over 42.5, I believe. Miles Sanders anytime touchdown plus 120. Made that with one of the promo bets in Arizona. Same thing here. Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown 12-1. Patrick Mahomes MVP. I have various bets on him now to win plus 130, plus 140 in that range. Shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards. I did lay minus 160 on this. It happens a lot in big games, playoff games, and the Super Bowl as well. As we continue and roll along, first touchdown score, jersey number over 11.5, plus 110. Broke this down like 10 days ago. I know that there are some really good players with numbers under 11.5. You get A.J. Brown, you get Devontae Smith, you get Jalen Hurts, you get McKinnon. However, I'll take my chances. I get Mahomes on the other side. I get Sanders. I get Gainwell. I get Kelsey. The list goes on and on and on. That number has moved. It's now down to even money. Opening kickoff. This is what Mike Palm talked about now.
Yep. It's a big one right off the bat.
It's a huge one. Opening kickoff, yep. Touchback, no, plus 155. I lost on it last year. I'm coming right back with it again this year. Kenneth Gainwell, over 10.5 receiving yards. That's a big one. The Chiefs are not great at guarding, defending running backs through the air. The Eagles do not throw it to any other running back, basically not named Gainwell. Gainwell, anytime touchdown, plus 350 and plus 375. And I do have one that's not looking good this morning, by the way.
Oh, no.
I bet that might be it for me right there for the in-pocket plays. I bet Connor McDavid to have more points in this game against Montreal. He had 3 last night, so this is a back-to-back. I bet him more points in the game against Montreal than Hurts touchdown passes. It was plus 120. Montreal is putting the screws to Edmonton right now. It's 6-2. McDavid has 0 points, and he has 6 shots on goal. Oh, it's going
to
be a loser.
They didn't play Campbell. What the hell? 6-2.
What were they laying in this game? Like 270?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, and the Sharks are beating the Capitals. All right, In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Get up there. So we've got about a couple hours. The house specials are awesome. Plethora of them. And remember, you know, that kicker, they have it here, that kicker punter to make a tackle. It's sky high at Bet Rivers. Still time, Mitch. Let's go to Hoover Dam. 20-1. Let's go. Arizona, Bet Rivers with the great house specials. There you go.
All right. I'm very excited about today's game. I really am.
And it's also depressing. I mean, when it's over, it's like, okay.
You know, on top of that, what makes it 10 times as depressing is when you have a blowout.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't live up to the hype.
Yeah.
And, you know, you spend the full 2 weeks just going over the same game, and you need a break from it. And then it's all of a sudden, hey, 37-10 final score. Like, wait, what? That was awful.
That
was a terrible 3 hours. So let's hope that doesn't happen today. Want a good game, want the officials to stay out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect scenario for me would be Eagles to win between 1-6. And then, if you really want to break it down, Gainwell to score the first touchdown, Mahomes to score the first touchdown for the Chiefs, and that would be an unbelievable Super Bowl for me.
No, we're here.
You ready to go in play?
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. And we'll see. It would have been a great scenario. If the good outcome if the Bengals would have won the AFC title game, because it's a dream scenario where you're taking 3-4 and 5-1 in play. But to go back and think, as we came down to the final hand between us, and then I parlayed that into fifth place and playing small ball, couldn't get cards, and somehow that was your reaction too when Mike tweeted out the draft order. It's like, how the hell did this guy get the Chiefs at 5? You know, but. The guy who has the Eagles, good luck to him, too. He was able to grab him with the 3rd pick.
Well, it's been a great couple of weeks. We need to thank everybody involved here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dustin, the crew behind the scenes,
job.
Awesome as always.
Yeah, excellent.
Management here for sending us and other shows down to Phoenix. DraftKings for the show that they put on. The spot that we had set up, as soon as you walked in to Media Row, bam, it's the first one that you could see. And the red, like, LED lights and the boards all the way across, like, the whole set, it was awesome. So, it's been awesome, man. It's been a lot of fun. Good luck with your bets today. Coming up next year, the programming does not stop. Obviously, we are, what, 3.5 hours away from kickoff? You're going to get Gil Alexander with a numbers game. He's on for 2 hours. And then it's countdown to kickoff with the Godfather himself, Brent Musburger.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm not watching here today. I'm not watching at a sports book. I'm going to go make the rounds a little bit before kickoff. I enjoy, because we do the show tomorrow morning bright and early, I enjoy going, I don't want to miss anything. I want to grade the props. I want to watch the commercials. I want to watch the anthem. I want to watch the halftime show.
I also feel bad as a father, because my dog, I haven't seen the guy for 4 days.
Right.
So I got to get home, and you know, he's like, I don't get the dog upset.
Well, they were really clinging to me the last 2 days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, where you been?
Yeah.
Right? I feel bad. I was only three and a half days away from them, but too much.
Yep. All right. So, again, that's it for us here on Follow the Money. We are back. We're not doing the special Super Bowl show tonight after the game. We've done that for, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row. That's not happening tonight. But we are going to be back on tomorrow with 3 full hours of this live at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific, recapping the entire game at that point. Enjoy it today. Good luck with your bets as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.